Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Could you turn that fan on?
Anucheta 31 has 7 paragraphs. This is supporting the thesis that the Supreme Lord's body is unlimited in size, vibhu, all-pervading, by citing the testimony of saintly persons and learned scholars. Tadevam parichinnasyaiva tadakarasya vibhutvam punar vidvad anubhavin okta posha nyayena darshayetum pakaranam arabhyate. Ukta posha nyaya, the principle of saying something to give support to what has already been said. Proof has already been given, but we're citing further evidence to give it support. Translation: thus, even while his form is finite, his size is unlimited. To prove this again, by the method of supporting our claims with the experience of the wise, we begin another part of this discourse. The following 11 verses are spoken, and they're spoken by Lord Brahma, his prayers to Krishna, in chapter 14 of the 10th canto. Tatraikadasha pradanyaha. Quaham tamo maharaham ka charagni varbhu samveshtitanda gata sapta vitastikaya kvedvin vidaviganitanda paranucharya vatadvaroma vivarasya chate mahitvam. Brahma prays. What am I, qua aham, a small creature, measuring 7 spans of my own hand? I am enclosed in a pot-like universe composed of material nature, the total material energy, false ego, ether, air, water, and earth. Kvedvig vida, and what is your glory? Unlimited universes pass through the pores of your body, just as particles of dust pass through the openings of a screened window. So you have to be quite big for unlimited universes to pass through the pores of your skin. Pores of the skin are quite small, microscopic. Even little bugs, even bacteria can't get in. So his body must be quite big. Spashtam. The meaning of this verse is self-evident. No need to explain anything. Other verse. Ukshepanam garba gatasya padayo kim kalpate matur adhoksa jagase kimasti nasti vyapadesha bhushitam tavasti kukshek Tiedapyanantaha. O Lord Adhoksaja, does a mother take offense when the child within her womb kicks with his legs? And is there anything in existence, whether designated by various philosophers as real or as unreal, that is actually outside your abdomen? Okay. Atak sarvasya tava kukshi gatta twaina mamapi tatatwan matrivad aparadak sodhavya iti bhava. Therefore, Brahma says, since everything is present within your so-called womb, I am also present there, and so the implication is, like a mother, you should forgive my offense. This is a metaphorical womb. Lord Gaurabhadakshaya Vishnu, or rather this is Mahavishnu. The first verse is referring to Mahavishnu, in whose hair follicles on his body, countless universes are passing in and out. That's Mahavishnu. This is Gaurabhadakshaya Vishnu in the second verse, inside the universe, that he's specifically talking to. Actually, he's talking to Krishna, but as Gaurabhadakshaya Vishnu. The whole universe is inside his abdomen. It's figuratively kukshi, or womb. Vishnu is not female, he's male. He doesn't have a womb. But it's figurative, because a baby is carried inside the belly of the mother in the womb. And here's the whole universe carried like a baby in the belly of a Vishnu. So the whole universe, that includes me, Brahma. So I'm also your baby, and you're my mommy. So therefore, you should forgive my offense. That's the logic. But in saying that, we're corroborating on Brahma's opinion that the body of Lord Vishnu is infinite. At least it's very big. Commentary. To substantiate his reasoning, Srila Jiva will now introduce the testimony of a few of the most learned authorities in creation. Each of them an intimate participant in Krishna's pastimes. In texts 31 to 38 and 40, that's the Anuchedas. So the next several Anuchedas, skipping 39. Okay, that's, well, this is all, 31 to 38 and 40, in those Anuchedas are discussed 11 of the prayers Brahma offered Krishna after being defeated in their battle of wits. Akrura's words are considered in text 39. Narada's in 42 and 43, and Bhishma's in 43. Okay, so all the way up to 43, we're going to be hearing from great devotees about the infinite size of the Supreme Lord's body. When Brahma came down to the earth to visit his Lord in his avatar as Krishna, he was surprised to see Krishna behaving like a little boy, not like God. Brahma decided to test Krishna. But Krishna reversed on him his attempt to create some bewilderment. Okay. Afterwards, Brahma approached Krishna to apologize for disregarding him and spoke these prayers. Although Krishna was appearing before him in a small form, Brahma acknowledged that Krishna also covers the entire universe in his gigantic Vishnu form. In the very first verse of those prayers, he talks about Krishna standing before him, a little boy, with his flute and his buffalo horn and everything, and his stick. And then he gets to this verse and these verses and starts describing him as infinite in size. He's both. Okay, 31.2. Kim cha visheshatas tu twato madjanma prasidham ityaha. This is also Brahma. Jagatrayanto dadi samplavode narayanasyodara nabi nalat vinirgato jas twitivam navai mrisha tint vishvara twanani vinirgato smi. Furthermore, furthermore, it is well known just how I took birth from you. As Brahma states, my dear Lord, it is said that when the three planetary systems are merged into the water at the time of dissolution, your plenary portion, Narayan, lies down on the water. Gradually, a lotus flower grows from his navel, and Brahma, that's me, takes birth upon that lotus flower. Certainly, these words are not false. That's what the Puranas say. Thus, am I not born from you? In other words, so I was not generated from you? No, I certainly was. Now, Krishna will argue back, saying what? That's Narayan. That's not me. Okay. Commentary. The famous Puranic account is that Brahma was born from Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. Therefore, Krishna might argue, I'm not your father. Go offer some prayers to Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. Okay. Continuing. Nanu yadyaham palayo dadi shai narayanaksyam tarhi matas tvam utpano sit yapi gatate tattu tvanyate dyetya shantyaha. Krishna replies, but only if I were the Narayan who lies down on the water of dissolution could you have taken birth from me. And the facts are otherwise. I'm not that Narayan. I'm the son of Nanda Maharaj. Itya Shankya Aha. Anticipating this objection, Brahma says, Narayanas tvam nahi sarva dehinam atmasya ki adishakilas loka sakshi narayanongam narabu jalayanat tachapi satyam natavaiva maya. O Supreme Controller, you are not Narayan. You are not Narayan. No, I'm changing the translation to fit the explanation that's coming up. You are not Narayan. The soul of every embodied being and the eternal witness of all created realms. Rather, Lord Narayan is your expansion. And he is called Narayan for another reason, that he is the generating source of the primeval water of the universe. Even that is not the reality, but only your illusory energy. I think that's exactly opposite the way Prabhupada translates it. Okay, there's two different ways to read it. Prabhupada, I think, following Sridhar Swami, says, it's not Maya. And this version, Jiva Goswami's version, is it is Maya, and you're not Narayan. Okay. And here's Jiva Goswami's gloss, not Sridhar Swami's. Hey Adisha, Ishasya sarvantaryami no narayanasyap uparivartamana. Hey Bhagavan, ityartaha. O Supreme Controller, you who are above even Narayan, supreme controller. Narayan's just a controller, but you're the Adisha, supreme controller, who are above even Narayan. The controller in the sense of the indwelling regulator of all beings. He's the super soul, but you're above him. In other words, hey Bhagawan, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, that's above Paramatma and above Purusha. He, Nishchitam, Sanarayanas Twam Nasi, Kintu Narayano Sao Tataiv Angam Amshaha. You are not Narayan, but rather Narayan is your limb, partial expansion. Yadyap evam atapi mama tarang otpanatwad anginas twatta ev otpattir iti bhavaha. In other words, no, he means certainly he. You are not Narayan. But rather Narayan is your limb, your partial expansion. And although this is so, still, since I was generated from his body, therefore I was born from you, the actual possessor of that body. This is what Brahma implies. Narayan is your anga. But whose anga is it? The limb of whose body? Narayan is an anga of you, Krishna. So if I was born out of Narayan, then if I was born out of your belly, I was born out of you. This is what Brahma implies. Because the verse, as read here, just says, you're not Narayan, and he's your expansion, you're the supreme controller. But the implication is, therefore I'm born from you, because Narayan is nothing but your anga, a part of your body. Katam asau Narayana uchyate. Katam va mama tasmad vailakshanyam. So, why is he then called Narayan, Krishna asks? And how am I different from him? Tatraha, yo sau dehinam atma antaryami purusha. Ata eva narasya jiva sumasya ayanam. Ashrayo yatreti tatrasya narayanatvam. He isn't, Brahma replies, he is entitled to be called Narayana. Who, that person can be called Narayan, who is the divine person living in the hearts of all embodied beings as their inner controller? And who is thus the shelter of the Nara, all the finite souls? That is Narayan. That's why he's called Narayan. He's the shelter of all the Naras. Sakshad Bhagavatas Tava Tu Tad Antaryami Tayam Apyaudasinyam Iti Bhavaha. You, on the contrary, are the original personality of Godhead, and so are not interested even in being the Lord in the hearts of the conditioned souls. He's not interested. He's indifferent. That's my expansion's business, to poke around in people's hearts. That's not my business. I delegate that to my expansion. So you're indifferent to it. That's how you're different than Narayan. The bhava is different. You're not involved in the things that he's involved in. Yes, Prabhu. Take the microphone. Yeah.
Shouldn't it be Narayanosau Tavaiva Angamamshaha? It is Tathaiva Angamamshaha. In the text that we have. Just
I'm sorry, Narayana, so where's that?
The second line after the verse.
Tatayva angam amsha.
Because it's translated as your anga, so shouldn't it be tavaiva?
Maybe, but the edition I'm working from gives alternate readings from 10 different manuscripts, and nobody had that alternate reading, Tava. So, it's just implied, you know, he's a limb, he's your limb, by implication. Because the shloka doesn't use the word Tava. It just says Narayan Ongam. But that implies your anga.
It's applied.
Implied, and so Jiva Goswami here glossing it doesn't bother to add a tava.
Tatha, what is the meaning in adding tatha in between?
Tatha mean kimapi also. Just also. No?
And then eva after that again.
Also only. Also indeed. Well, no, but that would be angam eva. Eva goes after the word it modifies. Just like that only, also only. I don't know. It's just emphatic, emphatic indeed also. I think when you put tata and eva together, it means also. Yeah. That's like tatapi, but tataiva. Well, tataiva can also mean just like that.
In the same way.
In that same way only and not any other way. But there's no reference there of what way that would be. Yeah. So it's not only like that, because there is no that to refer to. So it's just an emphatic tata also. Just like that also. Anyway, I think all the manuscripts have tataiva. I'll read the commentary. Srila Jiva Goswami interprets this verse in a novel way, taking advantage of the grammatical ambiguity. So, okay, Jiva Goswami is giving a different interpretation than Sridhar Goswami. Taking advantage of the grammatical ambiguity of the words Narayanas Tvam Nahi. Depending on whether these words are read with a normal or an ironic intonation, they can mean, you are not Narayan, or, aren't you Narayan? They can mean either one. Most of the commentators on Srimad Bhagavatam have chosen the second understanding, aren't you Narayan? This includes the commentaries of Sridhar Swami, Srinath Chakravarti, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Vallabhacharya, and his follower, Giridhari Lala, goes, not Lala, it's Lala, right, with a short A. In Hindi, is it Lala or Lala? Lala. Lala means salmon. Okay. Giridhari Lala Goswami. And the Vaishnavas of the Ramanuja Sampradaya, Sudarshana Suri, Viragava Acharya, and Srinivasa Suri. Well, okay, so a lot of Acharyas think it just means, aren't you Narayan? Yes, you are Narayan. Sriman Madhva and the later Acharyas in his line make no comments because they do not recognize the chapters of the Brahma Vimohana Lila as authentic. The only other commentator to also take the meaning, you are not Narayan, is Srila Sanatan Goswami in his Vaishnav Toshani, which was written before the Bhagavat Sandarbha. Srila Jiva himself reads, aren't you Narayan, in his Krama Sandarbha and the Brihat Krama Sandarbha. So he contradicting himself here too. It's just a different way of reading it. It's not a contradiction. Otherwise, he'd be contradicting himself. The novel interpretation makes no actual difference, however, in the conclusion reached. One argument is equivalent to the other. You are Narayan, so I am born from you. Or you are not Narayan, but he is your expansion, so actually I am born from you. The conclusion is the same. When Narayan, the Lord of Vaikuntha, has expanded as the Purusha Mahavishnu for the material creation, Mahavishnu, in his mystic sleep, produces many egg-like universes from his body, and then expands again in multiple forms of the second Purusha to enter each of them. Inside each Brahmanda, Lord Vishnu's perspiration becomes the garbha water covering the bottom half of the universe, upon which the Lord lies down. His body, ultimately an expansion of Krishna's body, is thus literally the origin of the primeval water of the universe. It's his perspiration. Brahma may argue that his immediate father is Garbhodakshay Vishnu, not Krishna. But Krishna is also the possessor of Vishnu's body. A soul can rightfully claim the property and activities of his own body. Krishna is thus the soul of the supersoul of the total creation, Mahavishnu, of the supersoul of each universe, Garbhodakshay Vishnu, and of the supersoul of all the individual souls, Kshirodakshay Vishnu. But absorbed as he is in his pleasure pastimes and his intimate dealings with his favored devotees, Krishna is not much interested in the role he has circumstantially as the Paramatma in relation to dead matter and the materially conditioned souls. He prefers to let the Purushas play this role. Kimcha Akila Loka Sakshi Yasmad Akilam Lokat Sakshat Pashyati. Moreover, because he is the witness of all the worlds, that is, he sees directly all the planets, Tasmad Naram Ayate Janatiti. So Narayan Ayate here means he knows all the people, all the Naras. Iti Narayan Osau. He is Narayan in the sense that he comprehends or he knows the Nara. Idatu means to go, but gum with adi, adi gum means to understand. So idatu can sometimes imply the sense of to know also, even though it's literally to go. So he knows all the Naras, therefore he's Narayana. Twampunas tenamshenaiva tadrashta natusakshad iti tasmad vilakshana ityartaha. You, however, see all the Naras through him, your plenary part, not directly. In this way, you are different from him. Tarhi sa narayanas tvam na bhavasiti. Mamap, on that grounds, you say you are not Narayan. Mamapi anyata narayana tvam astiti bhavata bipretam. Tatkatam ityasyotaram tenaiva sambodhanena vyanjayati adhisheti. Okay, Krishna says, okay, you say on that ground that I am not Narayan, but still you, Brahma, have in mind some other way in which I'm Narayan. And what's that way? Tatkatam? The answer to this, Brahma suggests by the very sambodhanam, the address that he uses, O Supreme Controller, Hey Adisha. Isha pravartaka, tatascha narasya ayanam pravittu yasmad sa narayanaha. Isha means initiator of activity. And thus that other Lord is Narayan, the resort of the living beings, from whom their activity begins. Okay, he actually sends the living entities out in his glance and makes them begin their material life, gives them the energy and the inspiration. That's his business. That's Isha. Tatopi adhika aishwaryad adishas tvam api narayanaha. But because you have even more controlling power than Narayan, you are the ultimate controller, Adisha. And so are also Narayan. He's controller of the living entities, but you're the absolute supreme controller of the living entities. So you're more Narayan than he is. Yata mandaleshwaropi nripatis tesham adipopi nripatir iti. Just as when the ruler of a district is a king, the overlord above him must also be a king. The overlord may just be called governor or prince, but sometimes even they're minor kings. They may just be king of a district. So if the head of the district is called king, certainly the person that he's under must also be a king, if he's a king. So if this glancer at Maya is Narayan, then certainly you must be Narayan even more so. Sri Krishna's yaiva sakshat swayam bhagavatve tasmadapi paratvam Sri Krishna sandarbe prabandhena darshayishyate. It will be shown later on in an extended presentation within Sri Krishna Sandarbha that Sri Krishna and no other, as the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, is superior even to Narayana. Okay, that's going to be in the Krishna Sandarbha. Commentary. Even if Brahma distinguishes Narayan as the Lord of creation, he calls Krishna Adhisha, O Supreme Controller. Whatever Lord Narayan deserves to be worshipped for, he borrows from Krishna. Krishna is even more majestic and powerful. But these awe-inspiring qualities are eclipsed in him by his sweetness. And that Krishna is the original form of God is demonstrated at length in text 28 to 85 of Sri Krishna Sandarbha. How do you spell majestic? With a J or a G? Can I just make a quick check? Yep, it's a J. Okay. Got it. Okay. 31.5. Nanu. Krishna objects again. He's not giving up. Narajatani tatvani narayaniti vidur buddha tasyatanyayanam purvam tena narayanaksmita iti. That is from the Vishnu Purana, first canto, fourth chapter. But there are tasyapi narayanatvam anyata prasidam ityashamkya. There are other reasons for even him being known as Narayan. There's other meanings of the word Narayan, as found in such statements as Vishnu Purana. Intelligent authorities recognize that the elements created from the original person, Nara, are called Nara, the elements, the matter. Because the Nara originates from him, he is known as Narayana. And also, there's another following statement in the Vishnu Purana. Apo Nara iti prokta. Apo vai narasunavaha oyanam tasyatak purvam tena narayanak smitaha. Okay, that's Vishnu Purana. The first verse, we don't know where it's from. This one's from Vishnu Purana. The waters are called Nara. And indeed, these waters take their birth from the original person. Thus he from whom they originate is known as Narayana. So Brahma was saying the jivas are called Naras. And altogether, take them all together, the collection of all jivas is called Nara. And he's the shelter of that Nara. But here Nara is understood to mean the material elements. And he's the origin of the material elements, he's called Narayan for that reason. That's answered by Brahma. Nara bhujalayanat tat cha piti. The waters are, no. Anticipating this, Brahma says that this is so for the additional reason that he is the source of Nara bhujala. This is what? I guess that he's called Narayan. Because for the additional reason that he's the source of the water that's called Nara. Therefore, he's Narayana. Narad udbhuta yer tas tata narad jatam yad jalam Tadayanad yat tat chapi narayana tvam bhavati. That is to say, another reason why he is Narayan is that he is the source of everything appearing from the original person and the source of the water born from that person. Well, okay, that's why Narayan is called Narayan. Commentary. Lord Narayan is the origin of the Nara, which word was used by Brahma in his prayer as symbolizing all the living beings sent forth into creation. It might be objected that revealed scripture assigns other meanings to Nara. One text defining it as the elements of creation and another as the water at the bottom of the universe. But Narayan in particular is the origin of all three of these, the jivas, the elements, and the water in particular. He's origin of all of these, not just of the jivas. Krishna might reason on all three counts that he, a small cowherd boy, cannot be the same Narayana. Okay, Krishna is giving, or he's emphasizing the importance of Narayana, his position as Supreme Lord, in order to distinguish himself, that I'm just a little cowherd boy, I don't have those powers to create universes and control all the living entities. That's Krishna's argument. Tarhi katam prasiddhi parityagen anyata nirvakshitya ata aha satyam neti. Krishna asked, then why do you reject the well-known fact and explain the matter otherwise? Okay. Why do you, Brahma, why don't you just stick to the facts that Narayan is the Supreme Lord? Why are you calling me Supreme Lord? This Brahma answers by saying, it is not real. Tat pralayo dadi jalad ashrayatvam satyam na. His being the shelter of the water of dissolution and of other things is not true. Narayan isn't the shelter of the water in dissolution. Kintu tatagyanam tavaiva mayayityataha. The idea only comes about by your maya. Mayatra pratarana shakti. Maya dumbe kripayam cha iti vishva prakashat. Here maya, tavaiva maya in the verse. Maya means power of delusion. According to the Vishwa Prakash's definition, maya means deceit and mercy. It can mean either one, but it can mean deceit or delusion. So here when he says it is not real, it is your maya, he's saying it's just delusion. That Brahma, that Mahavishnu seems to be the Supreme Lord. Dorvitarkya Swarupa Shaktiaiva Parichin A Parichinayas Twanmurtair Jaladibir Aparichedad Itibhava. Because actually, your body is infinite, it cannot be surrounded by water. So the appearance of Mahavishnu being surrounded by water, that's maya. That's an illusion. After all, it is implied by your inconceivable personal energy, your body, which is both limited and unlimited, is not limited by water and the other elements. Okay, this is not talking about material maya. He has a higher maya, his spiritual yoga maya energy, which helps him do the apparently contradictory impossibility of being both infinite and finite. Commentary. So why, Krishna might ask Brahma, why are you're ignoring the identity of Narayan? Why are you ignoring the identity of Narayan proclaimed in all the Vedic scriptures and forcing his title on me? The answer is, because he, Narayan, only pretends to be the creator lying in the Garbha ocean, using the powers he derives from you, Krishna. The achintya shakti of Krishna makes anything he desires feasible, so that by his sweet will, he expands into countless omnipotent forms of God, each of which is both finite and infinite. Each form of the Lord has a certain appearance, occupying a certain region of space and time. But each of those forms is in essence the all-expansive Vibhu, Supreme Truth. What is both limited and unlimited is in the final issue unlimited. If something includes 100 and also includes 2, then what it is 100, at least 100, not only 2. If it's finite and infinite, then ultimately it's infinite. It's in the final issue unlimited, only limited for the sake of appearances. Here Srila Jiva is playing with another ambiguity involving the connection of the negative particle na in the statement tadeva satyam na tavaiva maya. Which one of those phrases does the na go with? Tadeva satyam na or tavaiva maya na? It's not real, it's your maya, or it's not your maya, it's real. Which one is it? You can interpret it either way. This can be understood in two different ways. That is not real, but is your maya, or that is real, not your maya. Thirty-1.7, finishing up the Anuchet. Shloka chatushtaye smin yasya narayana syantar bhutam mahadatikam sarvam eva jagat. The purport of these four verses is that Narayan, within whom is contained the entire universe with the Mahat and the other elements, so pi tavantar bhuta iti tatparyam. Paul's purport is that Narayan, within whom is contained the entire universe with the Mahat and the other elements, is himself contained within you. Narayanasya tadrishatve mantravarnaha. That Narayan is actually so is confirmed in the Vedic mantra, which goes, and it's from the Maha Narayan Upanishad, chapter 9. Yatcha kinchid jagat sarvam drishyate shruyate piva antar bahischa tat sarvam vyapya narayanakstitah. That Narayan is actually so. So how are we so sure that Narayan pervades the entire creation? How do we know that? Well, we can quote the Mahanarayan Upanishad, which says, it's confirmed in the Vedic mantra, saying, whatever is seen or heard about in the entire creation, whatever exists internally and externally, Lord Narayan pervades all of that. We know, even the material creation, we can only know in part. We can only see so many things. Then there are other things we can hear about, in addition to the things we can see. And there are other things that we don't even hear about. But all of that, Narayan pervades all of it. Whatever is seen or heard about, and even what's not seen and heard about. Commentary. On the authority of the Puranas, we know that all spiritual and material existence rests on the foundation of the personality of Godhead Narayana. Brahma, however, has discovered something not easily learned from most of the Upanishads, that Krishna is the foundation of Narayana. Okay. So that's the significance of Brahma's words here, is that he's discovered something that the Upanishads don't reveal, that Krishna is original to Narayan and superior to him. Okay, we'll stop there at the end of the Anuchet. Hare Krishna. So thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya.